Say we fast forward into the future. The legalization measure has just gone into effect. Where will people use it? Will the guy you pass walking his dog be smoking a joint? Will you see people at a bar sharing their pot brownies? To find people who have been trying to imagine this, I went to an event almost like a marijuana trade fair put on by the magazine High Times. Folks were hawking their wares, everything from drug-infused candies to smoking devices.
We're going to give away a free trippy stick. Why don't you at least come see what the buzz is about?
It's hard to mistake the smell as you walk up to the Medical Cannabis Cup, put on in Seattle's Fremont neighborhood in September. Medical marijuana growers are competing for awards for the best weed. There's an outdoor area where medical marijuana patients are allowed to smoke. The atmosphere is more county fair than doctor's office. Kevin Griffin has a booth with marijuana cotton candy and Jolly Enhancers, a pot version of the Jolly Rancher candy.
We have everything from watermelon, fruit punch, kiwi, lime, banana, lemon lime.
Tim Main sells his cannabis mints and tinctures in 16 medical marijuana collectives. He sees state legalization as a business opportunity.
Would you try to sell the mints and tinctures then in the state-run stores? Or?
Yes, absolutely. You would see the product in the state-run stores for sure. That's why we created this brand. We created it to mass produce it.
He launched his brand, Mary Jane Mints, this past summer. He has bigger plans if the initiative passes. Mains imagines creating a coffee shop that also sells marijuana edibles.
I think once it becomes legal, in fact, I already am looking into it, is creating a storefront where people can actually buy medicated food, then also get coffees, pastries that aren't medicated like a normal store would be, but just more of a relaxed vibe in there, you know, almost like a cannabis lounge.
The kind of cannabis lounge Mains is dreaming of may be impossible. The language of Initiative 502 stands in the way. Attorney Allison Holcomb of New Approach Washington drafted much of the initiative. She says they made a conscious decision to avoid Amsterdam-style marijuana cafes after doing research on what kind of system would be most palatable to voters.
There was less support for the notion of places that you could consume marijuana on site, or you could purchase it there and consume it on site, than there was for being able to purchase small quantities of marijuana and take it somewhere private.
So the initiative says marijuana would only be sold in state-licensed standalone stores, similar to the state-run liquor stores that existed up until this year. You won't be able to buy it in a bar. Could you use it there if you brought your own? You wouldn't be able to smoke it because of indoor smoking laws. But what about edibles like marijuana bonbons that have no smell? The initiative also says you can't use marijuana in view of the general public. Defining what that means is tricky, even for Holcomb.
I think that means that not only can you not be smoking a joint as you're walking down the sidewalk, but it probably also means that you can't sit down in a restaurant and take out a big bag of obviously marked pot brownies and start eating them.
She says a bar could risk losing its liquor license. Could you use marijuana at a Mariners game? Nope, that's still considered in view of the general public. How about at the beach? Nope, same thing. People might ignore the rules and still get high in public because the penalty is so light. The initiative treats public use like a $50 traffic ticket, and enforcement may vary. Already in Seattle and Tacoma, police are relatively hands-off. Perhaps that's why organizers of the Medical Cannabis Cup felt safe to host the event in Seattle.
Hold your smoke so you can blow it. Hold your smoke. Hold your smoke.
At one of the booths there, a man and a woman simultaneously inhale from vaporizers called trippy sticks. Then they blow out the smoke, competing to see who can make the biggest cloud. As much as the organizers say this is an area for medical use, this is a party. So much so that two tourists from Long Island, New York, have traveled to Seattle just for this. I asked one of them, named Joe, what he was most surprised by.
The freedom. Just like everybody's out here with weed. When you turn around the corner, you smell the weed. If we were around our way like this, there'd be a million police over here.
Tim Mains, who makes marijuana mints, says he thinks if the initiative passes, there will be more events like this for everyone, not just for medical users. In fact, he thinks a whole new industry will crop up.
You're going to see an influx of businesses, entrepreneurs, people. We actually call ourselves ganjapreneurs. Yeah. So you're going to see an influx of people that are just looking to make some money.
people like Maine's who want to create social venues where marijuana can be used in public. Users may test the boundaries too. That could mean the crowd of people next to you at a bar may be enjoying something more than a glass of Cabernet. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.